Our gospel reading this morning is a continuation of the passage from last week of John's gospel, Jesus talking to his disciples on the night before he leaves them. And this, I think, offers us something very special about this day. Starting with chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Did I catch you by surprise, Alan? I love it. Now we're even. I was reading this week one of the journals I receive, and I came across a little story by a pastor. His name was Mark Dawes, down in North Carolina, Charleston, a Methodist minister. And he tells about a time when he was visiting a nursing home, a man that was a member of his church. And he was an elderly man, and he was struggling with the loss of his wife and a few other things. And so he was very much involved in a conversation with this man. But sitting right next to them in the solarium was a woman by herself. And she continued to say one thing over and over again. And she'd gaze out the window and she'd smile and say this over and over again. And what she said was, I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig. And he kept hearing this and being distracted by this woman, and so struggling to connect with the man he was talking to and enter into some of his struggles and his pain and give him some kind of consolation, he couldn't stop this going round and round and round in his ears. So at the end of his visit, after he prayed with the man, he stopped by the nurse's station and he asked one of the nurses, he said, may I ask you an odd question? He said, I was with the out in the solarium, and there's a woman in there who continues to say, and she says, I know, I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig. And he said, what is that all about? And he said, well, that's, she said, well, that's Thelma. And Thelma taught first and second grade children for 30 years. And her way every day of greeting her students was to give them a hug and whisper in their ears, each one of them, I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig. Some of her students, since she's been here and she's suffering with dementia, have come by. And now they're grown up. And they tell her, thank you for telling me that I was lovable and for giving me a little bit of courage to be myself all those many years ago. Because they have ringing in their ears, I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig. In approaching today, and it's always difficult for me to somehow address national events and bring God into it, the mixing of the two is a very big challenge for me personally. Not because I don't love the country, not because I think there's something wrong with it, I'm just uncomfortable with the idea of nationalism and ecclesiasticalism clashing, because we have more clashes than we have, I guess, agreements in lots of ways. But Today is a day to remember those who have given their lives. In trying to make something special about today, this little story taught me something. It's very difficult to understand John's gospel. We've said that many times. Particularly when Jesus says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and you are in me, and he abides in you, and we are all one together, etc., etc., as many times as he says it so differently in various passages. That could be a lovely theological truth. That could be a metaphysical concept that we might keep in our heads. But I think in the light of I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig, there's maybe something there to understand. Jesus, I think, when he says these things, is trying to underscore something very real, but something that is so hard for us to grasp unless we understand what exactly he was saying. I believe he was saying that I am so committed to you, I am so in love with you, and I am so loyal to you that I will never, ever leave you alone. I will not leave you orphaned. And last week, do not be afraid, because there are many mansions in my Father's house, and there is room for all. I will not leave you alone. I will send you another advocate. And now we're getting ready for our Pentecost Sunday in 2 weeks. And the advocate that Jesus talks about is obviously the Spirit. And he says, that Spirit of truth whom the world cannot see, you already have within you. What he is saying is something that I think we can only experience on a very human level. Beside being a question of loyal and a commitment on the part of God to us, there's something deeper than that. Is there anybody in your life whom you can say you absolutely cherish? If there's anyone in your life whom you cherish, what you are saying is that I love you so much that you are part of my heart, my soul, my mind, my whole being, and you will never be anything else. To cherish someone is to honor, but also to always be open in a vulnerable way to the person who is in your heart, in your soul, in your whole being. That's what Jesus was saying to his disciples. That's what God is saying to us. It's that human experience that Jesus gives words to. And just like this teacher, Thelma, who had now lost all of her memory, who really lived in a world detached from every reality that we consider important, there was still one glimmer of something very dear and special to her. And that was those little kids in whose ears she whispered every day, I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig. And every time she said it, she was speaking to the one in her heart, in her soul, in her whole being. In spite of her disease, she still had one connection to a real world, to something bigger that gave her meaning in life. Today we're celebrating Memorial Day. And however we look at the world situation, however difficulty we may have with wars and struggles for peace and all the struggles that have taken place throughout our history from which we've learned a little bit but not quite enough so that we don't do it again, And wars that seem inevitable, over which we have no control and no power and really little to say. And wars that always, 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 always have casualties, some military, some collateral, some, unfortunately, very, very sad and destructive. Today, we remember the ones who did indeed respond to a call to something greater, to something bigger than themselves, and something that demanded that they would reveal who they truly were through their ability to respond to obedient commands, to see a bigger picture when perhaps they couldn't, and to understand that life really hinged on the actions of their everyday lives. We remember them today, hopefully not as memories. We honor them today, not so much because they now are no longer here, but as a country, we celebrate them because we cherish who they are, because they live at the very heart and soul and the very being of this country and all of us who abide here. Memory, when we have dementia or we have Alzheimer's, memory is a gift that gets lost. But like Thelma, today is a day for us to remember that these are cherished brothers and sisters, men and women, most of them very young, many of them served for many years, but all of them cherished because of who they are and who they will always be. People who held in their hands the life and the heartbeat of this country, and whom are cherished today and always will be. Because, brothers and sisters, as you and I breathe freely, as you and I live the lives we choose to live, as you and I have difficulties with the world around us and yet have levels of peace, they, our brothers and sisters, are the ones whose shoulders we stand upon. They are the ones who make it possible. And we should always cherish them. And so, in loving tribute to them and to all those who have fought in wars around the world on both sides or either side, doing what they thought was the best thing, as we all do, let us say, I love you little, I love you big, I love you like a little pig. Amen.